to the Women's Forum. I am Tato Muchoni, a Mandela Washington Fellow interning with the Voice of America's Zimbabwe Services, standing in for Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. This evening, we are talking about celebrating the hero wins. Our guests are Ntsepentsita from Lesotho, CEO of a BEM Group of Companies and co-founder of a Finite Women Appreciation Awards, and Nomsa Sibanda, a Zimbabwean currently based in the UK and co-founder of a Zimbabwe International Women Awards. Sibanda explains the aim of hosting the Zimbabwe Women International Awards.
The whole point of Zero was to include a platform specifically for Zimbabwean women, by Zimbabwean women, and to celebrate each other all over the world.
Ntsepe, what would you say the overall objective of hosting the Finite Women Appreciation Awards are?
What we decided to do was to recognize women because we realized that there were many activities that were recognizing men. We need to have women fill in the gap.
Nomsa, critics have termed initiatives like this as just ceremonial. Or what is it that you do to follow up on the activities of these women?
I think for us especially, it's quite vital for us to not just focus on the awards. Throughout the year, we carry out a number of marketing campaigns, a community program. Some of the funding generated from the award show to go into local communities and make an impact. So we try to empower women, especially young women, start taking up those leadership, instilling in them that they can make a positive difference, that it's not about waiting for someone else to do for them. They can do for themselves.
Kudos, ladies. But have you thought about collaborating, going beyond the borders?
From where we stand right now, we have a room to move forward to say, let's recognize these women at the continental level. So for me, really, this is a breakthrough to say, if we're having these outstanding women in Lesotho and there are those outstanding women in other countries, let's collaborate. All the women who are doing all these initiatives to bring the women together, let's collaborate and make sure that we have one big show that calls for Africa Women Awards. And I think that's exactly where we can drive to through this mandate, which I appreciate very much.
Absolutely. I completely echo that as well. And, you know, I think the misconception that always happens is that just because there's an initiative that's at a local level, that it means that you're being exclusive. That's not the idea. I think it's more of looking at the fact that, okay, sometimes you need to make sure you fixed all your affairs at home first. Zimbabwe women can do it. Women in general can do it, and they should be empowered. So this is only the beginning. So if we start to build the Zimbabwe, the Lesotho, the bigger, we will unite. And it doesn't mean that we're excluding anyone. It's always open for partnerships and working together and collaborating. And we're all united in that one message of empowering women.
And Zepeng, we should admit, you and Nomsa, that the world that we live in has always seen men being the ones in the leading positions. And now the question of whether the woman is really ready to lead is the unspoken one. What is your take on that?
The woman is absolutely ready to lead. In Lesotho, as Basotho, we are taught that a woman is a child. But I think we are transiting from that mold. So at this time, women are understanding and they are appreciating their potential to say, now we can stand out, now we can be recognized. And what we have to do is that we, as other women, we should make it a point that we empower other women, because we have a tendency of downgrading or undermining the potential of other women because of the misconception that culturally women are supposed to be minors. So this is what we are driving at right now. We should understand that is the issue of fighting culture and the issue of fighting development. And development says, hey, woman, you have to wake up. You have to make sure that you stand out there because your decisions are equally good as that of a man. And this is what we are driving on. So I'm saying, yes, as Lesotho, we are ready to take women to the next level.
Looking at Zimbabwe and Lesotho respectively, can we say that the traditional division between males and female occupation is still a relevant discussion at this point?
Absolutely. I think it still plays quite a vital role. But I think the difference that you're seeing in young people, especially when you look at, like, you know, access to education, when you have, you know, more and more young women going to universities and, like, you know, graduating quite well, a lot of the time doing better than the men, getting into great positions professionally. I think the problem then becomes age per se, where people are starting to look at having a family. It's often, you know, someone being made to choose between focus your time on becoming a great mom and being a family woman, or focus fully on your career. There's no room for that balance, and that there's something that needs to be done to really support that.
What I can just say is, actually, women, we should actually be taking advantage of the situation, because for us, we're able to manage the two sides, and we are just being introduced to the other area, which traditionally we were not supposed to be there, where we are supposed to be decision makers. While culturally or historically women were supposed to be at the back end, right now things are changing. We have realized that while men are supposed to be superior in one way or the other, but the bottom line is, where there's a head, there's a neck. So we are saying, let's use that neck wisely.
You were listening to The Women's Forum. I am Tato Muchoni, a Mandela Washington Fellow, interning with the Voice of America's Zimbabwe services. Or standing in for Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Good night, Zimbabwe.